This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 5th of June, 1954. The title of this lecture is Procedure 30, Duplication. This lecture is 58 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
All right. Our main difficulty in any of this processing, of course, is following an auditing command. As you do this process, I just want you to do exactly the auditing command, if possible. If you find you cannot do the auditing command when it is given, or if you have a definite impulse not to do the auditing command, just go ahead and do it. Now let's realize that these are not very difficult commands, really, and that if it becomes too much for you, why, of course, we have made every provision to make it as easy as possible on you. You can leave, and we'll be met up the hall by an emergency auditor who will turn you around and put you in a seat. But what we're using here, and what I'm going to use on you this afternoon, we may not get out of here on schedule, as these breaks are just a little bit long. I'm using Procedure 30. Now, this is your first look at it, and this is the first time it's ever been given to anybody in group form. So there's absolutely no tests have been made of this process of any kind whatsoever. And this is new and so forth in Scientology. It's not in medicine. So I just realized that if anything very, very bad occurs here, that it's all my fault and I'm cause. Okay, now as your first auditing command, let's simply find the floor beneath your feet. Now as the second auditing command, let's put down or put away so that it won't fall down whatever you've got in your lap. Now, as the next auditing command, let's find your right hand. I said right. That's on that side. Okay, now you got your right hand. All right, now as your next auditing command, find your left hand. Now you got those two hands? Got them real good there now. Now, don't be afraid to move these hands around, by the way. If you happen to smite somebody, we're not too far from a nearby first aid station. And so don't worry about it. Now, let's take a look at your right hand. Now, let's get its color. Let's get its weight. Let's get its temperature. Now let's take a look at your left hand. Let's get its color, its weight, its temperature. All right. Now let's take a look at your right hand. Let's get its color. Let's get its weight. Let's get its temperature. Now take a look at your left hand. Get its color. Its weight, its temperature. Now let's take a look at your right hand. Get its color, its weight, its temperature. Now let's look at the left hand. Get its color. Really get its color, its weight, Its temperature. Let's take a look at the right hand. Let's get its color, its weight, its temperature. Take a look at the left hand. Get its color, its weight, its temperature. Take a look at the right hand. Get its color, its weight, its temperature. Take a look at the right hand. Get its color, its weight, and its temperature. Take a look at the left hand. Get its color, its weight, and its temperature. Take a look at the left hand. Get its color, its weight, and its temperature. Now, let's take a look at the right hand. Get its color, its weight, and its temperature. Take a look at the left hand. Get its color, its weight, its temperature. Take a look at the right hand. Get its color, its weight, its temperature. Take a look at the left hand. Get its color, its weight, and its temperature. Take a look at the right hand. Get its color, its weight, and its temperature. Take a look at the left hand. Get its color, its weight, and its temperature. Get each one of those now, very carefully. Take a look at the right hand. Get its color, its weight, and its temperature. Take a look at the left hand. Get its color, its weight, its temperature. Take a look at the right hand. Get its color, its weight, and its temperature. Let's really do this now. Get the left hand, its color, its weight, and its temperature. Take a look at the right hand. Get its color, its weight, and its temperature. Take a look at the left hand. Get its weight, its color, its temperature. Take a look at the right hand. Get its weight, its color, and its temperature. Take a look at the left hand. Get its weight, color, and temperature. Take a look at the right hand. Get its weight, Its color? Its temperature? Take a look at the left hand. Get its weight? Its color? And its temperature? Take a look at the right hand. Get its weight? Its color? And its temperature? Take a look at the left hand. Get its weight? Its color? And its temperature? Take a look at the right hand. Get its weight, its color, and its temperature. Take a look at the left hand. Get its weight, its color, its temperature. Really get these now. Take a look at the right hand. Get its weight, its color, and its temperature. I'll take a look at the left hand. Get its weight, its color, and its temperature. Take a look at the right hand. Get its weight, its color, and its temperature. Take a look at the left hand. Get its weight, its color, and its temperature. Take a look at the right hand. Get its weight, its color, its temperature. Now you take a look at your left hand. Get its weight, its color, and its temperature. Now you take a look at your right hand. Get its weight, its color, and its temperature. Take a look at the left hand now. Get its weight, its color, and its temperature. Now take a look at your right hand. Its weight, its color, its temperature. And now the left hand. Its weight, its color, and its temperature. And now the right hand. Take a look at it. It's got its weight, its color, its temperature. Now let's take a look at the left hand. Take a good look at it. get its weight, get its color, and its temperature. Now take a look at the right hand. Let's get its weight, its color, its temperature. Get these real well now. Let's look at the left hand. Let's get its weight, its color, and its temperature. Now let's look at the right hand. Let's get its weight, its color, and its temperature. Now put it exactly back where it was before. Now let's take a look at the left hand. Let's get its weight, its color, its temperature. Now let's put it exactly back where it was before. Now, let's pick up and take a look at the right hand. Feel its weight. Look at its color, its temperature. Now put exactly back where you had it before. Now pick up your left hand. Take a look at it. Let's feel its weight. Look at its color, its temperature. Now put it exactly back where you had it before. Now let's pick up the right hand. Let's look at it. Let's feel its weight, its color, its temperature. Let's put it exactly back where you had it before. Now make sure of that. Now let's pick up the left hand. Look at it. Its weight, its color, its temperature. And put it exactly back where it was before. Now let's pick up the right hand. Let's look at it. Get its weight, its color, its temperature. Put it exactly back where you had it before. Make sure it's exact. Now let's pick up the left hand. Look at it. Feel its weight, its color, its temperature. I'll put it back exactly as you had it before. Let's pick up the right hand. Look at it. Feel its weight, its color, its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. was pick up the left hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up the right hand. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up the right hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Get its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your right hand. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your left hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your left hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your left hand. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your right hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your left hand. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Exactly. Pick up your right hand. Take a look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your left hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your right hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Exactly. Pick up your left hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your right hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your left hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your right hand. Now let's look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Exactly. Pick up your left hand. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Exactly. Pick up your right hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your left hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your right hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your left hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your right hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. Pick up your left hand. Look at it. Feel its weight. Its color. Its temperature. Put it exactly back where it was before. All right. For the next half hour, we're going to have procedure 30, step 2. Now, let's think of a problem. Just any kind of a problem. Let's think of a problem. Now, let's think of some kind of a problem you could be. That's some kind of a problem you could be? Well, let's be it. Let's just be that problem. Well, now let's think of another kind of a problem you could be. Another kind you could be. Now be that problem. And just be the problem. Don't bother to be yourself. Just be the problem. You be that problem real good? Well, maybe there's a problem you can be even better than that, huh? Now, let's think of another kind of a problem that you could be. Go ahead, be it. You be that kind of a problem? A little more certainty? See if you can be this last one, just real good. All right, now what kind of a problem could you be to your mother? Come on, let's get some more problems you could be to your mother. Be another one? All right, now what kind of a problem could you be to your father? Now, what kind of a problem could you be to a school teacher? Don't dramatize it, please. Now, let's get another kind of a problem you could be to a school teacher. You might even spot the teacher as you're being this problem. Can you spot the teacher? Let's be the problem. Okay. Now, what kind of a problem could you be to an employer? Go ahead and be it. You spot the employer? And now again, what kind of a problem could you be to your mother? Go ahead and be it. Be it real good. You might have to modify it a little bit to be the perfect problem to the mother. All right, now what kind of a problem could you be to a small baby? Now, what kind of a problem could you be to a little child? Can you be it real good? Now, what kind of a problem could you be to a 10-year-old child? To a 15-year-old child. To a 21-year-old child. Now, what kind of a problem could you be to your mother? Go ahead and be it. Let's be that problem. Be it real good. Now, what kind of a problem could you be to your father or guardian? Go ahead and be it. Now, what kind of a problem could you be to the immediate environment, your immediate surroundings? What sort of a problem could you be? Go ahead and be it. Now, what sort of a problem could you be to me? Go ahead and be it.
Won't do you a bit of good.
Now, what sort of a problem could you be to an auditor? Go ahead and be it. Now, what kind of a problem could you be to you? Come on, let's be it. What kind of a problem could you be to you? Let's be the problem. Does that make you figure? Does that make the you figure? The Thetan? Can you see this Thetan figure as you're being this kind of a problem? Let's see if you can do that. Or is he just sort of going to apathy? All right, let's see if you can be another kind of a problem to you. Weren't using it on a group, I would call you by your first name. What kind of a problem can you be to your first name? Can you see you, your first name, figure? Can you be this problem and watch him figure? All right, what other kind of a problem could you be to you? All right, let's be that problem and watch you figure. Does it make you figure? Can you see your first name figuring? Be the problem and watch you figure. Figure, 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 figure. Can you do that? Now, what other kind of a problem can you be to you? Go ahead and be it. Can you get which direction you are from you as the problem? You be the problem and look at you. Know where you are. All right, what other kind of a problem can you be to you? Now, if you've just gotten one of them, I'm happy. Come on, let's be a problem that makes your first name really figure. Be a problem that makes your first name really figure. Really bother them. All right, what other sort of a problem can you be? Okay, what sort of a sexual problem can you be? Go ahead and be it. Now, what kind of an eatingness problem can you be? A problem on the subject of eating. What kind of a problem can you be there? Go ahead and be it. Who does it baffle? Got who it baffles real good? All right, now what sort of a symbol, maybe a mysterious symbol or maybe just a written word or something of sort, what sort of a problem can you be in symbols? What sort of a symbolical problem can you be? Randy saw the creek there once and all he could be was an enigma. We'll see what kind of a problem you can be now in symbols. Maybe it's English. Let's be that problem. Okay, now what sort of a figure problem can you be? You know, a problem that would just make somebody just think out of his wits. Somebody down there being an algebra equation. I didn't ask for anything that drastic. All right, now what sort of a problem can you be in terms of effort? You know, that require a lot of strength to solve. What can you be that would require an enormous amount of strength to solve? Or maybe just a little bit of strength. Well, let's be a good problem in effort, though. You know, like the pyramids or something? Go ahead and be it. Now, what sort of an emotion could you be that would be a problem to everybody? What sort of an emotional problem could you be? Okay. Now, what kind of a problem could you be that would make everybody look? Go ahead and be it. And now, what sort of a problem in knowledge could you be that would just make everybody utterly stupid? What sort of a knowledge problem can you be that would just make everybody completely stupid? Go ahead and be it. All right, now what sort of a problem could you be to sex? Sex is an urge to procreate. What sort of a problem could you be to sex? All right, what sort of a problem could you be to a group like the Army or the Navy or something? Or the ladies' sewing circle? Any kind of a group, what kind of a problem could you be to that group? Go ahead and be the problem. Got that real good? What kind of a problem could you be to another kind of a group? Go ahead and be it. Now, what kind of a problem could you be to all mankind?
Somebody says Genghis Khan.
All right, what sort of a problem could you be to domestic animals? Cats, dogs, what sort of a problem could you be to them? Go ahead and be it. Now, what sort of a problem could you be to a fish, or fish in general? Now, what sort of a problem could you be to birds? Go ahead and be it. Now, what kind of a problem could you be to wild animals? Let's be it. Okay. Now, what kind of a problem could you be to space? You got what kind? Now, what kind of problem could you be to energy? Go ahead and be it. Now, what kind of problem could you be to objects? Any kind of object. What sort of a problem could you be to objects? Now, what sort of a problem could you be to a Thetan? A spirit. Thetan. Go ahead and be it. And another kind of a problem you could be to a Thetan. Go ahead and be it. And now, what kind of a problem could you be to the devil? Any religion you happen to be, Buddhist, Magi, if there are one or two Christians present, use the Christian devil. What sort of a problem can you be to the devil now? Go ahead and be it. And now, what kind of a problem can you be to God? Go ahead and be it. And now what kind of a problem can you be to yourself? Got it? Be it. Be it real good. Now unbe it. Now be it. Now unbe it. Now be this problem to yourself again. Now unbe it. Now mock up a brand new kind of problem for yourself.
It must be something else, much more difficult.
Oh, now let's be something else, much more difficult than that. Let's really be a problem to you now. Go ahead and be it.
Oh, come, you can be better than that.
Unbe that problem now and dream up an entirely new problem you could be to yourself.
Does it make you figure? This new one really make you figure?
Take a look at yourself. Figure, and you're being the problem. Ha ha.
All right. Now, tell me where a mystery would be safe.
We'll spot the geographical location. Now, where would a mystery be safe? Where would a mystery be safe? Let's find one place and then some more. Find one place for sure where a mystery would be safe and then some more. Got some more places where a mystery would be safe now? Find the one for sure, and then some more, each one for sure. That mystery would be absolutely safe right there. Get that one for sure, and then some more, each one for sure. A mystery would be safe. Get some more places where it'd be safe. Okay, now get some places where a mystery would find you safe. Where would a mystery find you safe? Some more places where a mystery would find you safe. Get one and then some more. Don't worry about what I mean. You say what I mean. And now back to the first question. Let's find a place now where a mystery would be safe. Some more places where a mystery would be safe. Really spot them geographically now. Which direction are they? How far? Let's spot this place where this mystery would be safe for sure, and then these other places. How far away? 2 feet? 8 feet? 8,000 miles? How far? Get the idea of that distance, the exact spot that mystery would be safe, and then some more places. Okay, now let's find some places where a mystery would find you safe. And some more places. But one for sure, and then some more. Each one for sure. Where would a mystery find you safe? All right, now let's be a mystery. Let's be a mystery.
So don't be a mystery. Enigma. Utterly and completely unsolved and unsolvable. Just be it.
Now get an idea of you as some other person sitting someplace. Figure. I get an idea of your auditor sitting over there. Figure. Get an idea now of me. Figure. Real good? All right, now unbe that mystery. Unbe it. All right. Now mock yourself up clear. Find the floor beneath your feet. Find the chair. Find the hall. I'm up here. Wring your hands out because of the first half hour, you know. Make sure. If any hands are left in the aisles, they will be returned by the seminar leaders. Okay, that's end of session. Let's take a break.